This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 10/13/20, and this is show number 136. And well, Nick, it's options X week. And what are we seeing here?
Yeah, so this Friday will be options expiration for the month of October, and it's a week where you're going to get some backing and filling. Yesterday you had a Monday rally. It was a very impressive rally too, and today we see the markets retreating a bit. It's not a big down day by any stretch. The Russell 2000 is the biggest loser today so far, down almost 1%. But the Russell was very extended. It was overbought. It had gone on a tear to the upside. So this is actually pretty healthy from what I can tell right now. With options expiration, you always want to be careful in the popular stocks. A lot of times stocks that are up into the stratosphere will pull back. Stocks that are beaten down will somehow catch miraculous bids. That's just part of the institutional game playing that goes on throughout the week.
Yeah, well, nothing new under the sun, as they say. So Earnings season kicked off
this morning with JP Morgan being the big financial that reported earnings before the opening bell. That stock today is trading down about $1.38. It did gap higher at the open and it has faded. So pretty good little rollover for JPM. But again, that stock has had a really good rally since the 24th of September. And I think the news was baked into the cake as the stock went into a very good resistance level going back to mid-September. So, nothing great, nothing terrible. I believe we also had Citigroup report earnings. That stock's down $1.84. Johnson & Johnson reported earnings. That stock's down $3.69. I think that might have something to do with a patient getting sick in one of their coronavirus vaccine trials. So we'll find out more about that one. But some backing and filling going on here. That's typical after a Monday rally. But just be on your toes this week with options expiration in play.
All right. So earnings-wise, are they positive? Are they negative? How are they coming in?
Yeah, today, we didn't have a whole lot of companies reporting, just about a little over a handful, but for the most part, a little bit negative today, from what I can see. But next week is really when we start to see the big tech companies report. This week we're going to get predominantly mostly financial companies. So next week we'll see the big tech companies start to report. That'll be a little bit more telling. This week the earnings will be a little bit on the lighter side, but next week it goes into full gear and we'll get tons of companies every day reporting. So that'll be a little bit more of a tell.
All right, so hey, gold and silver, they're getting slammed today. The dollar is up. The market's down. That kind of goes with your thesis of the fact that they're kind of moving up with the general market.
Yeah, gold seems to be trading with the market recently. I've talked about that. Today you have the GLD down 1.7%. That's a $3.11 decline. Gold futures today are down about $36, 35.5 right now, trading at around 1892. But as I've been saying, the last few days, even when gold was up, it still needs to do more backing and filling here. We're not, we haven't completely satisfied the bigger monthly chart pattern, but I love that gold is down today. I think that's ultimately setting us up for the going forward, but it needs to do more of it. So this is just par for the course. Let the patterns play out, and once they do, I'll be jumping on gold on the long side here. But good to see it down today. You also have silver down as well. The SLV is down 85 cents. That's the silver ETF. Silver futures today are also lower by $1.02. That's about a 4% decline. So pretty good dip there. And again, this will set us up for a long side trade down the road a little bit. But like we've been saying, we've been talking about it on the show. I've been saying that needs to do more backing and filling. The up days, I don't want anybody to get too excited, because we're going to see more of this choppiness going forward. And then once the pattern is completed, then I think you could probably look at some real good upside down the road. But right now we're still in that same choppy sideways pattern for the most part.
All right. And so as far as what you see down the road here, is this going to have to wait till the election, or we going to see it start moving before the election?
Well, there's always a possibility you could move before the election. I wouldn't, you know, say it's not possible. In fact, I've said on this program, too, with just regarding the stock market, that I think as we get closer to the election, more clarity will come into the market. Right now, there's still a lot of there's still a lot of election risk is what I call it. So, you know, we'll just take it in stride. We'll let the charts tell us what to do. But I do think that things will become a little bit more clearer as we get closer to the election day, even before the election itself. So, you know, there's always a possibility that gold could give us a buy signal at some point in time, but I haven't seen it yet. So I just sit back and wait.
All right. So sit back and wait and hope for the best here. Anything we should be looking out for right now?
Well, this week with options expiration, just try to remain a short-term trader. Again, if you're going to get into any new swing trades, I always tell members, please check for earnings. I do not like to hold stocks or trade stocks into the earnings announcement. I feel that's just simply a form of gambling. I have no idea how a stock is going to react. For instance, today you saw JP Morgan gap up after its earnings announcement. The stock was trading, I believe, above 103. Now it's trading at, you know, 101. So, you know, why get caught up in that whipsaw? Why get caught up in some big draft move one way or the other? You're going to have earnings season kick in next week, really more so than this week. And you'll have the big tech companies start to report. And those things can move. You could be out of the money, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20% rather quickly. So check your earnings. And then afterwards, you know, you could play the retraces or you could play the patterns. And that's what I like to do going forward, especially this time of year.
And that's what it's about. Play the patterns. So, well, I think we'll leave it at that for today. And go take a look at Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com, Twitter feeds, at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Email us, KL@KerryLutz.com. And Nick, we'll pick up tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.